Sean McVay's staff has officially been assembled, and now it's time to introduce you to those new coaches. Welcome back to the Rams Studio, connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kleffinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And Miles, let's break this down, offense and defense. Let's start with the offense. The offensive coordinator role has been given to Matt LaFleur. He was just recently in the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons. He was their quarterback coach. But Miles, I've got to assume that even though that game was extremely painful, knowing that you have an offensive coordinator role position with the LA Rams, it might make you recover a little bit easier.
Maybe, you know, you would probably hope so, at least for LaFleur. But I think this is a really good hire for the Los Angeles Rams because he's got that familiarity with Sean McVay. The two were together down in Washington under Mike Shanahan, when he was there as the head coach. You had McVay there as the tight ends coach, and then LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. So now you're bringing that familiarity to the table. They struck up a friendship. One of the good things there is that they speak the same offensive language. You're not trying too hard to meld two offensive systems together. You've already got that base of knowledge. So I think that's going to be really good for the Rams offensively.
Greg Olsen returns to the Rams staff. He was the offensive coordinator in St. Louis in 06 and 07. He most recently was the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville. He will work very closely with Jared Goff as the quarterback's coach for the Rams.
You know, one of the things about Olsen is that when he was with the Rams in 06, the Rams had a really, really good offensive season with a passer over 4,000 yards. You had a running back over 1,500 yards rushing. You had two receivers over 1,000 yards receiving. That was only the fourth time in NFL history that had been accomplished. Got a lot of experience now coming to that quarterback's room.
Aaron Cromer will be the offensive line coach. Shane Waldron, a fellow Oregonian, he's from Portland, Oregon. I got to give him a shout out because that's where I'm from. He's going to be the tight ends coach. And then Eric Yarber, he's leaving UCLA to be the wide receivers coach for the Rams, which I think is going to be a big point of emphasis this season.
No question, Danny. I mean, the Rams wide receivers have been a spot where they need to show some improvement now for a couple of years. And so you hope Yarber can work with all the Rams wide receivers in that room, make them better. And that's going to be very important.
Switching to the defensive side of the ball, we've reported this before, but now we can make it officially official. Wade Phillips will be the defensive coordinator for the Rams. And Miles, you and I got a chance to talk with him. The staff got a chance to talk with him very briefly today, but I love his energy.
Yeah, Danny, his energy is something that I think has kept him in this league for as long as he's been there. He told today, you know, he's getting into his 40th year coaching in the NFL. That's a really, really long time. Obviously got into it way even before Coach Sean McVay was born. And so, you know, he made that joke on Twitter during last week's Super Bowl festivities that, you know, you've got defensive coordinator that's probably ready to go on Medicare. Then, hey, you got your head coach who maybe should still be in daycare. So he obviously is going to bring a lot of good experience to the table as the Rams defensive coordinator.
I absolutely loved that tweet. It was definitely the tweet of the
year. At Son of Bum. If you're not following Wade Phillips on Twitter, you definitely should.
You definitely need to. Now, heading up the secondary, Ejiro Evero. He's actually a California native. He will be in charge of the safeties, and then Aubrey Pleasant will be in charge of the cornerbacks. And then everybody wanted to know who was going to be in charge of that extremely talented defensive line. Well, your answer is Bill Johnson, and he's been in the league for a long time, a good guy to head up that group.
Yeah, he spent a long time with the Saints. Now, coming off that tenure, spent 8 years with them, won the Super Bowl down there in New Orleans. And so, yes, he brings a wealth of experience into that room, as headed, obviously, by the talented, extremely talented Aaron Donald. So I'm sure he's a guy who's really looking forward to getting going.
Bill Johnson's son, Billy, is actually a scout for the Rams, so it's cool to see that father-son duo. Also, Cromer's son, Zach, is also on staff, so there's some family ties in this organization. I like it. Joe Barry, he is an alum of USC, and he will take over the linebackers room for the Rams this season.
Yeah, he spent time with Sean McVay in Washington. He was the defensive coordinator there for the last two seasons, so obviously you've got that familiarity there between McVay and with Barry, and so that's probably why he is also the assistant head coach in addition to that linebackers coach. But it's good to have him back in Southern California. He was actually here recently in 2010 as a linebackers coach at his alma mater, SC.
Finally, let's switch over to special teams. I think everybody is excited to see this guy return to the Rams organization, and that's John Fossil, who will be in charge of special teams once again.
Yeah, it's great to have him back. I mean, Danny, you and I have talked about this a number of times, just how well he was able to do coming into a really tough situation as the interim head coach. He's gained a lot of respect, not just here in this organization, but I think around the league. Good to hear him say today that there really wasn't another place that he wanted to go. So it's great that he will stay here in Los Angeles.
It's an exciting time for the Rams organization. The new staff is set. For a complete list, make sure you check out therams.com. Also, be on the lookout for some interviews with your new staff.